Kilda, and welcome to the Swathian News Bulletin. Green MP Te Ano Tuiono says the country has more important things to spend its money on than a referendum on renaming New Zealand Aotearoa. He says National Party leader Judith Collins has only raised the idea because she is being outpolled by ACT's David Seymour.
Referendums cost a lot of money. People have been using Aotearoa for a very, very long time. I think she's just stirring the pot, actually. It's 2021, not 1921. If people want to get back to the good old days, they find themselves a time machine and travel back there.
Te Ano Tuiono. Te Runangau Arowhenua will lead an $8.7 million jobs for nature project to protect and enhance the Lawarangitata River. It will focus on the braided fairway, berms next to the main river channels, wetlands, and intensively farmed riparian margins within the lower catchment, which runs for the 65 kilometres from Gorge to sea. Another $7.3 million project will be run by the Aparangitata Gorge Land Care Group, which includes all landholders in the catchment, which runs through some of the South Island's best-known high country stations, including Mount Peel, Erawan, and Mesopotamia. Farmers and landowners will partner with DOC and other agencies to fence off stock, restore wetlands, trap pests, and culturally significant native plants to improve water quality and enhance biodiversity values. The Māori Party has warned the media it will freeze them out if it's misreported. The party held a hui for journalists yesterday. Radio Wātea reporter Tuwhenuaroa Ngā Tanahira says co-leader Rawiri Waititi told mainstream media the MPs are not reliant on them and can go direct to their target audience through social media or iwi radio. They still want a relationship, but it comes with conditions.
You have to be fair to us. You have to take our stories with a certain amount of respect because their kōrero is their whakapapa and their whakapapa is tapu. And so when you go along and you sort of misalign it or you misconstrue it, it's very, very damaging.
Tū whenuaroa, nā tanahira. Making the best honey in the world had created a sweet problem for Ruatahuna producer. Manawa Honey's Rewairewa Honey took out the grand prize in this year's Black Jar International Competition in Asheville, North Carolina, a blind tasting test of 600 honeys from around the world. Chief Executive Brenda Tahi says the 10-year-old company owned by the Tūhoetua Whenua Trust entered the competition because it wanted to expand exports after the collapse of tourism affected its sales in New Zealand. They didn't expect to win, but now have a great opportunity to build their title.
We're talking to a lot of people that we, you know, weren't entertained by in the past, and so that's really positive for us, but we've got to work out how to gain the greatest value from what we've achieved here and to continue to produce, you know, the highest quality honeys Te Uru Wera can produce.
And that is your Wātea News. Ko tōna kā hau, kia ora mai tātou katoa.